grow. Time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by our friends at Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Celine Legault Ehlers and Christine Marleski in McHenry and Lori in Wilmette and Ruth Traylor in Mount Prospect and Sheila Berg in Wheeling. Jeff Schultz from the Maintenance Coatings Company of South Elgin sent in some jokes. And now Muggsy John in Brazil, Indiana sent us a joke. Thank you, sir. Paul Eames and Will Met and Jim in Elmhurst writes, "Hey, John, very much enjoy what you do on the radio. I'm hooked on your speed joke segment. This is my first submittal. I know it will win, as will my submission I'm submitting next week, so as not to have these two winning submissions compete against each other. It's not that I'm overconfident. I'm well beyond that." Okay, thanks for those jokes, Jim. We're looking forward to your second submission because the first one did not make the cut today. Sorry about that.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett is a therapist, and John Williams will star as his patient.
So, what do you think the reason is for you having problems socializing?
I don't know. You're the stupid doctor. Why don't you figure it out, you jackass? The movie Titanic turns 25 later this year. In related news, Leonardo DiCaprio said he's no longer interested in seeing it. What's that all about? A lovely woman passed away and awoke to beautiful gardens and splashing fountains and a gate where St. Peter said, "You can enter heaven if you can spell one word, love." And she spelled it out, and the gates of heaven opened. A couple years later, St. Peter asked her if she'd watch the gates for a while as he ran a few errands. And just then her husband arrived, and she said to him, "How you been?" And he says, "Well, not too bad. And after you, I married my young secretary, won the lottery, sold our dumpy house, and bought a mansion. I was skiing in Vail when I hit a tree, so now here I am. How do I get in?" And she says, "Well, you got to spell one word." And he says, "Fine, what is it?" And she says, "Czechoslovakia." Wasn't exactly a speedy joke.
No, it really wasn't, but it was worth it.
I think it was under our 46-second rule. I asked Tom Hanks for his autograph, and he seemed willing enough, but when he handed me back the piece of paper, all it said was thanks. I'm not very good at similes. I'm like a guy that's not very good at similes. Hey, Dave, I'm trying to think of what to get my granddaughter Bernadette for her birthday.
Barbie is popular.
I don't know, Dave. If Barbie's so popular, why do you have to buy her friends? Hey, Dave, did you see a portion of I-55 was partially closed last night after a tractor-trailer wreck sent Alfredo sauce pouring across the highway? Several vehicles ended up el-dented. Two women were talking. One said, "I ran out of deodorant this morning and borrowed my husband's." Later that morning, she said, "I realized I could now open all of the jars in the kitchen. I found my whole life had changed. Downside is I couldn't remember dates, names, plans. Can't find my wallet. Can't find my..." You know, which would you rather be, ladies? Seriously, be able to open up the pickles or not know where your keys are? That's the trade. Spock actually had 3 ears. Did you know that, Dave?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he had a left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear.